The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. And it is another month. Here we are, March 1st, Thursday. And we're coming to you. You might hear a little bit of feedback because co-host Frank Bassett is coming to us from the Omni Tucson National. That is the site, of course, of this year's PGA Tour Champions event, the Colo Guard Classic in Tucson. And Frank joins us from there. We're going to be joined also by Danny Medina, who's the director of golf at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and Justin Bubzer, who's the head golf professional at the Omni Tucson National. So it's all Omni Tucson National all day long today here on Golf Talk America. Frank, how are you enjoying, and I know it's a rhetorical question almost, but how are you enjoying Tucson this day?
Well, I started a little slow this morning. The player event was last night, and I was invited to it, so I went and hung out, and nice. Boy, it was a fun party. It was great. But by the way, we're the Omni Tucson National Resort, and they have a spa here, too.
Absolutely.
And they have a player the player meeting is going on in the other room. I can see them across the lobby from us right now. They're in there honing their skills and learning new things. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, what can I say? This place is Shangri-La, pal. It is, for our listeners, if you haven't been to the Omni Tucson National Resort and played golf on their two courses here that are gorgeous, you need to get out here and check out the spa. Hey, by the way, Tim, the spa has the products that Laura Brina uses, Epicurin.
Epicurin, out of
California. Yeah, she's a big Epicurin
person. Line.
It's a suspensive.
Obscure fact.
It's a suspensive line. That's Danny Medina talking. Hey, Danny. What's up, buddy?
How are you? Good morning.
Good
You're
to
looking
see
good,
you.
Fresh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a nice brisk morning out today. We had a nice little frost alley going and now the, everybody going.
And Justin.
Morning.
Welcome, sir.
Thanks.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
The director, Danny Medina, is, as you said, the director of golf, and Justin is the head golf professional. Who's the better golfer?
Right now, probably neither. You
don't
just
get
probably
there.
You.
Know,
somebody has to be.
Get in the
and
golf
guess,
business play.
Guess what clubs Danny Medina plays now?
Oh,
I can't say that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What golf
Callaway.
Clubs does Danny Medina play? Guess
Callaway.
Tim.
I'm guessing. You heard me.
Okay.
Callaway.
Try again.
Titleist.
Try again.
TaylorMade.
Man.
Hogan.
You just struck out.
Getting close.
You're okay. Getting close. You're just three letters.
I'm
three
close.
Letters. Give you a hint. Three letters.
Three letters
yeah.
of Kia. They make cars and they now make golf clubs.
PXG.
I love those Kia clubs.
Those Kia clubs are great, aren't they?
PXG. Kia clubs are nice. PXG.
He's playing PXGs
nice.
Now. There's a brand new set of AP2s sitting in his office in a Titleist tour bag that he said he was going to ship to you, Tim. So he's never used them.
FedEx overnight.
FedEx overnight.
Right?
Coming
yeah,
to you, pal.
We still got to get our match, actually. Speaking of
we
golf
haven't,
clubs
I know,
and everything.
We
haven't had our
about
match
that
yet.
Forever. I know.
Got to do it.
We had our teams picked and everything, and we just haven't gotten around to doing it. But
we're waiting on the team for you guys. No-showed.
Yeah, that's Tim's
my fault.
Tim's that way. It's his Kia broke down.
Refresh my memory.
I can't play my Kias anymore.
Yeah, man.
Refresh my memory. I don't remember who the teams are.
I think it was you and I against Danny and, wasn't it?
Tim.
And Tim, yeah.
Absolutely.
I like
it
that.
Was me and Danny. Yeah.
Got the new clubs. We're ready.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why I was hoping
play with
Danny
so play out of his bag.
There you go. We'll all play out of his
hey,
bag.
By the way, Frank, you said the players are in a meeting, so they're not – yet ready to play the Pro-Am?
Well, the Pro-Am's underway, yeah. It's a player meeting, and some of the pros that played in the Pro-Am, yes, the pros that played, I'm sorry, I should say, in the Pro-Am yesterday are in the meeting today. So
I got
they
you.
Just,
not all of them are there. Okay, some are out on the golf course.
Hale Irwin trotted by a minute ago, and he was sporting he looked pretty cool, man. He had white sunglasses on, and he was styling and profiling through here.
Who is the oldest player in this field, Danny Medina? Any idea? When you say Hale Irwin, I'm thinking Hale's got to be, what is Hale now, mid-60s?
We try to stay away from using the word old around here. We go with the wisest person in the field.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go with that.
Thank you.
Mid-60s or so, somewhere in there?
I would say, I think you got a couple 64, 65s in that bracket around here, but I'll tell you what, they'll push the pill around with the best of them for sure out there.
I'm telling you.
We were on the range yesterday watching them warm up, and looks like a machine's out there.
Well,
you got the little laser going out.
2 days of pro-ams, morning and afternoon shifts. Two days of pro. Yesterday pro-am, today pro-am.
Two waves each day.
Two waves each day.
Absolutely.
And yesterday, my understanding is, was a three-way tie at 54?
54, three-way tie. Exactly.
Lynn Matisse carded that 54 first, his team.
Yep. Then Carter.
Jim Carter.
Jim Carter was the, they were the final, or the winning team in the scorecard playoff. And actually, the other four players in the group were members of Tucson National here.
Well, now, see, that's home field advantage. Wait a minute.
That's, they played great, sounds like.
By the way, yesterday, you haven't heard the show yet. I know you guys have been busy, Danny and Justin. But Steve Elkington on the show yesterday said that 18 on the Catalina course is probably the most difficult finishing hole in golf.
Absolutely. It was up there for like about 6 or 5 years. It went back and forth from the hardest rated to the second hardest rated finishing hole.
He said it was
many years.
Difficult. And he said if the wind's blowing, forget about it.
Yeah.
Just forget about it. So
well, it's not enough that it's 460 uphill. It's got lakes on both sides of the fairway. So you're either in the short stuff or you're in the water. And then you're hitting a 220-yard second shot into elevated
hitting
green.
Three 220.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's really a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, why don't you just do a turtleback green, too? Just build that green up a little more and just make it fair.
Some would argue with you that it's not.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful course. I love desert golf, and so do you, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, Justin, I'm curious, how long have you been at Tucson National there, at the Omni Tucson National? And where'd you come from before this? Was it desert golf for you before that, too?
No, actually. I have been here at Tucson National for 9 years this last October, and I moved from New Mexico. Actually, I was in Ruidoso, New Mexico.
Okay.
That little mountain town.
I have been there.
It's a beautiful
New Mexico's spot. A hidden gem, I think, for a lot of people. I play a little golf, and a lot of people kind of bypass. They go Texas or Arizona and different places. But New Mexico's got some really, really cool golf courses.
No, we really do. It's grown up in the last 5 years for sure. But I could only play golf for 6 months of the year when I was in Ruidoso, so I decided to get back to the warmer climates in the desert.
And we've had some unseasonably cold weather here this week. You usually don't have frost mornings in the frost, do you?
Well, I mean, it's hit or miss this time of the year, but for all of January, almost all of February, it was over 80 degrees, so it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
well, the course shows
snap.
It, too. This course is absolutely, it's like a painted picture. It's like, it's as green as Augusta, Tim. It really is.
Oh. No,
but the contrast,
that's what's so cool about it, all the desert landscape and whatnot, and the browns and the greens that go side by side. By the way, we're talking with Danny Medina. He's the director of golf at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and Justin Bubser, who's the head golf professional at the Omni Tucson National. And Frank Bass, of course, joins us all there, getting ready for the Colo Guard Classic, which will start tomorrow officially, 3 rounds, of course, on the PGA Tour Champions. And first year for Colo Guard as the title sponsor, Danny, so it's a new dawn, I guess, of a new sponsorship that you guys have to be pretty excited about.
Absolutely. We're energized to have Colo Guard join the Conquistadors. Obviously, they are our host partners and been in Tucson for, I believe, since 61 is when the Conquistadors. So they are in conjunction with us, the host, for the week. And it's great to have Colo Guard and Jim Kelly out there promoting such a great brand with Exact Science, so absolutely. The energy is good. New faces around the property visiting us, spectating the Pro-Am. We had a nice visit from Aaron Rodgers yesterday playing in the Pro-Am, so
nice.
He definitely knew where he was at. He had a nice following.
Nice. It was huge.
Yeah, it was great.
And it was funny because, you know, Jerry Kelly was introduced, and everybody went, yay, big crowd around the first tee. And then Aaron Rodgers was introduced, and it was like a roar.
Oh, absolutely.
They just went crazy for him. A lot of people wearing those University of Georgia hats and shirts yesterday around here, too. Oh, was that Green Bay? I'm not sure.
Right. You know, standoff hats off to Aaron as well, too. I know he was down at the driving range loosening up a little bit. A lot of people wanted his autograph, and he definitely made the mention that everybody will get one. He took his time, and it's nice to see that still. So. He's delayed him a little bit, but he got everybody signed, so it was great.
Yeah, he's a good dude and really, really a nice, nice guy. I'd never met him and didn't realize that I thought he was bigger than when I met him in person yesterday. He's not a,
he's not a small guy.
Well, he's not small.
He's 6'2", right? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is 6'2", about 199,
is about
202, 205.
No, okay. Seriously?
What is he? Look up
I'm
the stats,
Google
Tim.
That. I think you're wrong on that one.
He's big.
I'm going to say he's 6'3", 230.
Well, he was bigger than Jerry Kelly, I'll tell you that.
That's a good thing.
And Corey Pavin wouldn't walk past him, I can promise you that either. So yeah, it was a great – guys, it was a great program yesterday. It was a lot of fun. The weather cleared, the heavens opened up, and the sun came out.
Today's perfect. Yeah.
Today's beautiful, Tim.
Yeah, the sun popped up.
Can I go out and play on the other course this afternoon?
Absolutely not.
Wait.
I tried to get them. They have two courses, but they've shut down the other course because it kind of is close to this, the Catalina course.
They overlay a little.
Yeah.
So they
want to. By the way, Frank, Aaron Rodgers, 6'2", 230, and scheduled to make $13 million this year.
Have they finalized his contract yet, though, because they're working on it right now?
I'm sure it's the easiest slam dunk in the state of Wisconsin since they invented cheese. Yes.
Invented cheese?
They'll get something done. Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere. They'd never let him go.
No.
So, yeah, it's I know that because I'm a Cowboy fan. So I know.
Yes.
He will never be allowed to to not play for the Packers and probably beat the Cowboys again in the playoffs.
Everybody's holding their nose in the lobby right now that you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys.
No, that's not true. There are a lot of Cowboy fans in Arizona. Thank you very much.
I don't see any of them sitting around here right now.
Before they had a team in Arizona, Arizona was big Cowboy country. So now they're just kind of.
It is kind of a home game.
Is it really
the Cardinals out here? Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is.
Them and the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it really is.
So, Danny, you've been here a long time. Tell us your story, man. How did you get, you've come up through the ranks here. And as I talked yesterday about Omni Hotels and Resorts worldwide, it seems like the organization, from what I've seen in the few years I've been involved with y'all, nurtures their employees. I mean, you've had employees that have left, general managers that have left, thinking, maybe the grass is greener over here, and they've come back to the Omni organization.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a fantastic culture here. Not only I've been here 13 years, born and raised here in Tucson, I've been in the business for 25, and started out at a couple clubs, scrubbing wrenches and worked my way up through. But nestled down here for, like I said, 13 years. It's all because of the culture. We embrace the associates to find balance in their life, not only with work, but outside of here as well, too. And you're right. We've had a lot of upper management associates leave, come back, and enjoy the culture we do have here at Omni.
And the general manager that was here 2 years ago.
Tom Kermavon, yeah. He left the company for a short stint, and now he's actually on day 4 at our sister property at Omni La Costa Resort out in Carlsbad.
So do you think it's been long enough in his tenure there that we can call him and say we want to come out and play golf?
Exactly.
We're going to try.
Sure, he said, when are you coming? Come on
four
out.
4 days.
Our old producer did that to him in Hawaii. He hadn't been out there a month. And Bobby Raymond, who was our old producer on this show, called and said, hey, can I get a discount on the golf or whatever? He was just he loved it. He was going to Hawaii. But it's good to have him back. He's a great guy. And of course, when I say promotion through the ranks, I mean Jeffrey White,
right,
is the GM here. He wasn't he the food and beverage director at one time? Or
he started out years ago and left as well. Came back and he was in the culinary. He was chef.
Okay.
He was our lead chef and came on back. And then you're right, he was our director of operations for food and beverage, and now is our general manager. So
great guy. He played in the program yesterday.
He did play in the program yesterday. It was good.
It was good. He played good. Got off to a little bit of a shaky start, but but the nerves settled down.
Nice. I saw it.
Yeah. Well, he was playing with the big boys, so he was out there with the sponsors and the heavy hitters. So but it was fun. It's always good to be here. And so what's the course rating on the Catalina course?
136, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the Blues. It's a tough one. It's all the golf course you can get from the back tees for sure.
Stretcher out to almost 7,900.
And on number one tee, which if I walked 30 steps, I would fall on top of it out here, out of the lobby. It looks like it's a very generous landing area on that first hole. It really is a little sneaky, isn't it? Because those bunkers on the right sort of hide something that's lurking behind it.
Sure.
If you spray it a little right over the bunkers.
Absolutely. It depends on how much you want to take on.
Yeah.
Most of these guys, the professionals, they'll tee off with something about 240. It leaves them 9-iron, 8-iron, something like that, and the fairway's pretty wide. Anybody that wants to hit a driver up there and get past those two bunkers that you're talking about, you've got a lake up there, and it starts to bottleneck in when you get closer to that green. So.
And you can't see it from the tee.
Correct.
No,
it's a little bit sneaky, so it comes in there. Yeah.
Some of the AMs might find that out today.
They found it out yesterday. I saw several trying to just crank at it.
Right.
And, yeah, so the forecast here, Tim, for the tournament is tomorrow, first round, 77, I believe, high of 77. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in the upper 60s, 70s
all weekend.
Rest of the weekend. All weekend. And sunny. So
it's a little breeze.
And nice. not too much breeze. So this the course is gettable. So what's going to be the number, guys?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think you see 18.
Ooh, I was thinking 12, but we'll have to see.
Yeah.
18
is a big number.
It is. That's they play
for three rounds. Though.
I mean,
yeah.
It's plays pretty good.
For three rounds, 1800 would be some shooting.
It was a little. Yeah. It's a little softer probably than normal with the rain. So it's not that it's not doable, but they're gonna have to work to get to 18, in my opinion.
Who do you think is gonna end up at the top of the leaderboard? Just best guess. I mean, this is
a shot
in the dark here.
Spot there,
right?
Make sure there's no players in the lobby.
Exactly.
Watch out.
They'll come over here and say they're in the meeting. We see them right.
Anybody that walks by is who I'm gonna pick.
Langer's been knocking on the door the last couple of years, so I would say he's probably a fair bet.
Yeah, Langer. Well, last time I was here, we were here 2 years ago, Woody Austin, Aquaman himself, won the tournament, and we went down the Conquistadors that you guys talk about. Of course, they're the men's group. Tim, we discussed this yesterday, like the Thunderbirds.
Yes.
And Phoenix, the Conquistadors are basically the same thing. Same thing here. There goes the general manager and his staff. He's bludgeoning his employees again. Look at that, Jeffrey. Anyway, the Conquistadors, are just a great. Hey, what do you mean he can't talk? What now? The head of sales and marketing is cutting off the show.
He just got vetoed.
Anyway, let me finish here. The Conquistadors, great organization. They do a ton for the community, but they have a special party tent that's hidden down at the bottom of the hill here, and they have a famous drink there called the Sign Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those Slurpee machines, guys? Tim, you remember those Slurpee machines?
Circle K.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have those running, but it's not exactly the Slurpee for the kids that's being brewed in those things. And you can ask for it to be fortified.
You sure can.
And I accidentally
with
did that.
With a smile on their face.
they fortified it. That means they poured 3/4 vodka and just a splash of juice on top of it. But it's good.
Goodness.
It's a great drink. These guys are great. They cook out there, breakfast, lunch, dinner, or breakfast, lunch every day. And there's a big party. And last year we were with Woody, or 2 years ago with Woody down there at the party. And Woody had a few sign guys.
Absolutely.
A few too many? No, he didn't.
No.
He did fine.
He behaved.
He behaved. He had a lot of fun. I was kind of out of control, but that's normal.
That's standard.
Yeah, that's standard. Danny, by the way, Tim, when you bailed out on me at the Masters last year, Danny, I called
right
him,
on in.
I called him and said, get a headset and get over here. I got to have a co-host, man. Tim's gone. So
was that the last day when I had to leave?
Yes, that was the last day.
Okay.
Sure was.
Yeah, on Sunday I had to leave early. Yeah, I had to get to Atlanta to catch a plane. But I understand Danny did a phenomenal job.
He did. In fact,
we're
going to cue that show up again. We still have it. We'll probably cue that up and replay the Masters show.
Best of.
I think we looked yesterday. We're 37 days away.
Yeah, I know. And we have
by the time we get there.
We haven't signed our deal with the Masters yet. We'll be there. We just got to sign the deal. Players are getting out of the players meeting now. So,
hey, Danny, I've got a question for you.
Fire away.
We were talking about the Conquistadors and the volunteer group that helps raise a lot of money. And I'm curious, there are probably a few different local charities that the money that you guys raise in the Pro-Ams as well as the Conquistadors during the weekend goes towards. But tell us a little bit about what that money, any money that you raise, where does it go?
A lot of the money that is getting raised, I think I heard the other day to the tune about $33 million is what the organization has raised over the years. And that goes to a lot of youth development programs here in Tucson, which just to name a few, you know, you got the Boys and Girls Club. Their most notable one is the First Tee of Tucson. They are the sole providers for the First Tee of Tucson, which is obviously a great organization nationwide and supported. It's definitely the farm league, what we call for our youth development programs throughout the section here. And, I don't know, can't even remember off the top of my head how many kids they've got. I mean, it's about, I would say, 1,400 to 1,800 kids in the organization that are monthly clinics, trainings, education seminars.
Best dressed PGA Tour player, Hale Irwin, is just walking down the stairs in his cool new white sunglasses. There he goes. Hey, guys. All the players are getting out of the meeting, and so you're going to hear some noise in the background. We apologize.
That's all right.
So, guys, I mean, this is it. Tomorrow morning,
No, we're ready. It's good. Time. We look forward to it.
Course looks great. We're going to have the head. Now, what is Mike's actual title? Head agronomist or?
He's director of area director of agronomy.
Area director of agronomy.
Yes, sir.
So he's over more than one course.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He supports
more than
the
one
brand. Exactly. So he supports the brand in that capacity. And
well, they do the same thing with you too. They ship you around a little bit,
yeah,
don't they?
Go around and visit other properties and support when help is needed.
So if you need Tim and I to go with you to any of the other properties,
yeah, well, there he goes. He
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, we got the peace sign. Yeah, we're having some fun here, Tim, as you can tell.
Hey, Danny, I'm curious. Do anybody get to play in this tournament? Or does anybody who's not on tour? Like, do you have different local people or ways to get in? I'm kind of getting indirectly to the Tony Romo. I'm not saying controversy,
sponsors,
but Tony Romo being allowed to play. Yeah.
Spit
do
it
you
out,
have
Tim.
Any of those kind of guys, any local people that get to play in this tournament that aren't normally on the tour?
You know, they're pretty tight on it. There was a Thursday qualifier 2 weeks ago and then the Monday qualifier, and those were the onlys that were able to get in.
Really?
So, yeah, so they're not going to, you know, let
tight.
Up.
Yeah, I think
why,
they had
you,
two
you thinking about it? Or?
yeah, seriously. I was asking for myself.
I'll tell you what, Tim, VJ just walked by. You can play with VJ Singh for $100 a hole, okay? Automatic
can
one
I?
Downs.
Really? Yeah. No. No thanks. No. I was born at night, but not last night.
Yeah, I understand. VJ is the hardest working man in golf, buddy, I'll tell you.
He still hits
Danny, you get to know a lot of these different players. You've been there a long time, and a lot of them keep coming back and forth. I would imagine you kind of develop some friendships with some of these guys.
Absolutely. You know, you walk through the locker room. It's good. It was actually chatting with Marco Dawson, obviously the first-time champion when we took over the event here for the Champions Tour. And, you know, it's great to see past champions walking by. They recognize faces, and they're all very personable. I mean, it's great yeah. to have the energy in the locker room, the shoot room area. They're having fun. They're excited to be back. And you're right. You know, you definitely do feel like you're starting to make some friends out here and recognize each other. And, you know, just ask how the family's doing, and they're excited. You know, they're engaging and supportive.
And, Tim, we boosted some Pro V1s for you out of some of the lockers last night. So
really? Sunscreen, Pro V1s, and gloves.
Gloves, Pro V1s,
look at
new
all, look
shoes.
All the stuff
they
I
may not be your
way.
Size, but
yeah.
you're getting...
Yeah, oddly you enough, they do fit me, though, so I really wouldn't worry about it.
Strange as that might be.
Is that Sick a trophy practice. That's going by here? What is that? That's the Schwab Cup. The Charles Schwab Cup just walked right past us. Look at there.
Or someone
white
carrying it,
and
I'm guessing.
No
wow.
yard.
He had gloves. Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's like the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not as beat
Very
up
nice.
As the Stanley Cup, I can tell you.
I bet you that takes
yeah,
a beating.
Sure.
The Stanley Cup does take a beating. So, guys, what's on the agenda today before we let you go? What you got a busy day? Another pro-am at 1:30?
1:15 is the goal. 1:15? So we're expecting to start seeing some players and some AMs here in the next hour or so, and we'll get ready. The shotgun format's a little unique for the tour, so a lot of moving parts as far as golf cars and practice facilities and things like that. So,
they're
going to be busy.
They're all walking. They're not riding in carts, so y'all had to shuttle them all out to the –
Shuttle them out, bring carts back on out, restage them, get them ready to zip out the second half, and then go back out, get them again.
They keep giving me a cart to run around the course every day. I just go over and
say, I offered you my car yesterday.
Oh, your car? No, cart.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't want me to drive your car, pal. Danny, you know me pretty well. You're making a huge mistake right there. I am not the best driver in the world. State Farm won't insure me anymore.
No?
No, I had to go to Geico. So anyway, well, guys, thank you for coming on and taking some time
Thanks
out of your busy day.
No, thank you for having us. We're looking forward to a great week.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, taking the time, spending it with us, and making a visit again. I know we kind of skipped last year, but let's get you out.
Yeah, I love it. I appreciate y'all having us out, and we have a great time out here. And again, to our listeners, if you haven't been out here, you know, bring your family because there's a lot of stuff to do.
A lot of activity,
and you go play golf and let Mama go to the spa and the pool. Heated pool's gorgeous, by the way.
Food's good. Food's, Bob's Steak and Chop.
The food's incredible here,
Absolutely.
Tim. It really is. So, too bad you're not here. Ha, ha, ha.
Next year.
Tim, next
keep,
year we got to
get
you out. Keep
telling me what
Honestly,
I'm missing.
You got to make the trip.
Yeah, you got to come out with
I'll
us next year for sure. For absolutely sure.
You're right. Okay, let's do it.
All right, big guy. Take us to break.
Thanks, guys, for being with us. We appreciate it. Both Danny Medina, Director of Golf at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and Justin Bubser, who's a head golf professional at the Omni Tucson National. Thanks for both of them being with us today. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more golf. We'll also update you a little bit on what's going on the PGA Tour, as the PGA Tour is in Mexico for the WGC Mexico Championship. All that and a lot more when we return here on Golf Talk America. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. It's Tim Matthews joining from the Dallas studios. And, of course, Frank Bassett joining us from the Omni Tucson National Resort in Tucson, Arizona. The site of the PGA Tour Champions event this week, which is the Color Guard Classic. It all kicks off starting tomorrow. So today being Thursday, another Pro-Am day for all the people out there in Tucson having a wonderful time as the weather was a little bit chilly this morning. Now it's warmed up, plenty warm enough for everybody to get ready for the Pro-Am later today. And of course, the weather looks like it's supposed to be beautiful for the rest of the weekend for the Color Guard Classic. That, according to our chief meteorologist, Frank Bassett, gets up early and puts his mouth, his finger in his mouth, and then holds it up to the wind and gives us a prediction of the weekend's weather. No, it's more scientific than that.
No, it's more scientific. I bought a weather dog. I have a weather dog. We send him out. If he doesn't come back, we know it's windy.
Oh,
if he comes back wet, we know it's raining. So, and if he doesn't come back at all, we know he's probably been swallowed by a sinkhole or an earthquake. So the weather dog is still alive and doing very well. So we're having fun with that.
So the weather will be good. So the prediction is good.
It's gorgeous outside right now. I'm going to go play golf. Perfect. I'm just going to get a set of clubs and get out there this afternoon in the Pro-Am, by the way.
Hey, we have two more people joining us right now. We have Kevin Conroy. He is the CEO of Exact Sciences, the parent company of Color Guard, and Dr. David Alquist of the Mayo Clinic, co-developer of the Color Guard technology. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us. How are you both doing today?
We're doing great.
Great.
Tim, I want you to say what Dr. Alquist's title is.
I started to write it down, and my fingers got numb.
Gastroenterologist. Can you say gastroenterologist three times very quickly? That's a big thing. Guys, welcome
to
the show.
I can't say one time.
Thank you so much for coming on. And first off, thank good on you for the product that you co-developed and you are marketing now as Color Guard. I have knowledge of your product. I mean, I went through some things with my colon, and so I'm very cognizant of how important the work, doctor, that you're doing and you're doing with this product. I mean, it's a must-have for everybody, 50 and older, must-have, and maybe not even 50 and older, I would think. I'll let you talk about it. But so, Kevin, how did the idea come about? What happened? What was the inception?
Well, Dave and the Mayo Clinic really had been doing research for decades on trying to develop a non-invasive, patient-friendly way to get screened for colon cancer. And it was important because it's the number two cancer killer in the U.S. And it was Dave's passion and the research that he had done that led our team to believe we can help get this all the way through the FDA approval process and coverage by Medicare and access to the 85 million Americans who are at average risk of colon cancer between the ages of 50 and 84 and need to be screened. So it was Dave's vision and passion that we said, hey, look, I think that this is something we can get done. And we spent the last 9 years pursuing a really important goal, and that is to play a role in the eradication of colon cancer.
Wow. Tim? How old are you, Tim? You need the product.
I do. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I'm over 50.
I know you are.
I'm under 60. Yeah. I'll give it to that category right there. But is that an age category that we have to be thinking about it, Dr. Alquist, or is it under 50, or is it a family history that we have to be aware of?
Well, for those at so-called average risk, which is most of us, the screening years start at age 50. That age was selected because the incidence of colon cancer in this country starts to increase dramatically after that. So you are into that category for sure. We are contemplating moving the age down as a nation. Professional societies have looked at the statistics of colon cancer, and it's increasing in younger age people, and the decade where it's increasing the most is between age 40 and 50. So this, in the near future, we may see colon cancer screening starting at an earlier age, but right now it's at age 50 for those.
And I have a question too about a colonoscopy versus what Cologuard does for you. Are they compatible that you do both of them, or you do one or the other if you're 50 or plus?
Sure. I think they're both equally legitimate screening approaches. Colonoscopy, when it's done well, is a very good screening approach. The challenge with colonoscopy in terms of compliance is that it takes 2 days off of work for the preparation and the procedure. And for a lot of Americans that work paycheck to paycheck, they simply can't afford to take 2 days off work that's where the income is not reimbursed by either the insurance company or and their employer. And that's a barrier to compliance. About 40% of the population that should be screened is not being
40%.
Screened. 40%.
That's a huge number, Doc.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And so we developed the Cologuard assay specifically in part to get to that population. We engineered it to fulfill three criteria: accuracy, and the test is just as accurate as colonoscopy for early stage cancer. Detects 94% of colon cancer, same as colonoscopy. We wanted it to be patient-friendly, as Kevin mentioned. If somebody chooses, are resistant to an invasive procedure, this hopefully will overcome that reluctance. And it's accessible. Access is not a barrier. It goes to your home. It can be mailed to your home. It should get to virtually anybody in the country. So we hope that it'll increase participation. And the early data show that over half of everybody that's used Cologuard so far, over half have never been screened before. So it's already accomplishing one of our goals.
You know, Tim, the price, the cost of a colonoscopy is high.
Yeah.
And, I've had to go through it myself. You have too. And when you think about insurance that doesn't pay, or people don't have insurance, and a lot of people are uninsured in this country, are self-employed, they can't afford it. They cannot, not only taking a day or two off of work, but they can't afford it. It's just so, healthcare is so expensive. And as you said, this product is long overdue and right for its time.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And that's why we're so passionate about this. 50,000 people a year die of colon cancer.
There's no excuse for that.
No, it's the most preventable and least prevented of all cancers. And 9 out of 10 people who are diagnosed early survive. 1 out of 10 people diagnosed late survive. We want to move people to being diagnosed early. We want actually to have people get screened so you can find and remove precancerous polyps and prevent cancer. It's a mission that we're on, and we're really excited about how Cologuard can change everything. And it's a test that everybody should consider alongside their choice for a colonoscopy. If Cologuard is positive, then you need to get a colonoscopy, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely, after that. So, Dr. Ahlquist, you're at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they have a Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
Also, do you spend any time down there at all?
I do research with colleagues at both the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville and in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona.
Scottsdale, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have said.
There are three major sites.
Right.
And there are a number of other health communities that are part of the Mayo system.
I want to lighten it up for a second, because it's always been said that doctors play golf on Wednesdays. And so the Mayo Clinic just happens to be in Scottsdale and Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville. Rochester's not a garden spot to be in the winter. I mean, it's a little chilly up there in Minnesota. But
some of us like snow.
Yeah, well, see.
It's all in your perspective.
I guess, yeah.
Dave here is a champion cross-country skier.
Oh, are
you? So it's really hard to do that in Arizona or Florida. Really hard.
Yeah, well, not really.
Really
you
hard.
Can get on the beach.
Likes going faster.
Get a boogie board.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just had a great time with the Olympics going on and us getting the gold medal in cross-country skiing.
Yeah, first time ever.
First ever. That was pretty cool.
From Minnesota.
We're talking with Kevin Conroy, the chairman and CEO of Exact Sciences, which is the, and their product is Cologuard. And Dr. David Ahlquist, who's the gastroenterologist from the Mayo Clinic and is the co-developer of the technology that powers Cologuard. Okay, guys, so we see your commercials all the time. Great commercials. I love the marketing, by the way. Anything, can you give us a hint at anything else that may be coming down the road, or you want to keep that kind of quiet? Or
no, you know, we talk publicly about what our goal is to, for Exact Sciences to develop just a slew of tests, cancer by cancer by cancer, organ by organ, to be able to detect cancer even from a very simple blood draw. So we have data that shows we can detect liver cancer really early. Liver cancer kills 20,000 people a year in the U.S. There are 40,000 new cases every year. Lung cancer, we're working on breast cancer, all with the Mayo Clinic. And we think it may take 5 or more likely even 10 years to develop a test. Imagine getting a simple blood draw that you can see whether you possibly have one of 14 different types of cancer.
Well, what I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but to me what you're doing is you're bringing a level of preventative health care to the general populace that only the elite can afford.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. When you think about cancer drug development today, we're developing really expensive drugs that are focused on late-stage cancers, and the truth is many of those drugs don't really change the outcome at all, or just marginally. What we want to do is have detection be really early. This week, Tom Lehman talked about being diagnosed with stage 1 colon cancer. He doesn't even consider himself a cancer survivor because the cancer was removed during a colonoscopy. He went right back to playing golf. That's the goal. And if we're going to win the war against cancer, we're going to win it with early detection. We're going to win it with advanced drugs. That may marginally help things. To really change the world, you have to detect early.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good on you guys for what you've done, Doctor. It's incredible. I'm
Frank,
sorry.
I want to ask one question to Kevin.
Go ahead, Tim.
For people, we were just talking about that. So what is the cost of ColonGuard, and do insurance companies, for the most part, cover the cost of ColonGuard?
They do. 90% of all insurers cover ColonGuard. The list price is $649, and you know, that is, we think, a really reasonable price point considering that colonoscopies in this country can cost up to $5,000. So that was one of our goals. Let's make ColoGuard accessible financially. You can't win the war if you're pricing your product out of the ability of people or insurers' willingness to pay for it.
And if someone is going to have a colonoscopy or thinking of the option, ColoGuard is a choice that they could make instead of a colonoscopy, and depending on how the test results come back, they would then be able to say, yes, I need a colonoscopy, or no, I don't have to go through a colonoscopy?
One of the most important things that happened in the last year or so is that the main guideline group in the United States, called the United States Preventive Services Task Force, included ColoGuard as one of the A-rated tests, one of the choices for screening. And they came right out and said, look, there's no evidence to say one approach is better than the other. There is evidence that ColoGuard detects 94% of curable stage colon cancers with a reasonable false positive rate, just over 10%. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I might add that there's an important need to educate the public and healthcare providers so that they're all of them are aware of this option. Where we have studied adoption rates, and the use of ColoGuard is increasing across the country exponentially. It's in the community of southern Minnesota, for example, it's increasing. Colonoscopy is decreasing in the same screening population. Fecal blood testing and some of the other less common tools that are used for screening have virtually disappeared. It's ColoGuard and colonoscopy that's being used.
Wow, that's impressive stuff,
very
guys.
Good.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow, good on you guys. I mean it. It's just
thank you.
It's touched my family in the past in a negative manner. So I'm probably in that danger group that I should be checking up.
Well, here's the amazing thing: is only 10% of colon cancer cases have a family history. 90% don't. And 1 in 20 Americans will be diagnosed with colon cancer in their lifetime. These are real risks that people face by not getting screened. And so we're really happy to partner with the PGA Tour, to be part of the Champions Tour. And, you know, the players today took a challenge from Jerry Kelly, and Jerry challenged them to get screened. And virtually everybody signed that pledge to get screened.
They did.
Virtually,
you know,
everybody.
Well, now you're about to do a press conference here, yeah, a big event with Jerry Kelly and Tom Lehman, which we'll be shutting down the show for that, so you guys can do that without the interruption of all of our noise. But Jerry probably told all the players, look, if you don't, I'm going to call Aaron Rodgers back and take all of you on, since that was
Jerry. You wouldn't want that to happen.
No.
He's a big, strong guy.
Yeah, he's, yeah, he's a strong
He can drive the golf ball a mile.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I followed him for a while, and it was pretty incredible. Yeah. So now you played yesterday also in that group, right?
Yes. Okay, and yeah, great guys, really great guys. And it was fun. It was competitive. And maybe the best part of it was we had Steve Green, who is a stage 4 colon cancer survivor, mm-hmm, and hearing Jerry and Aaron just cheering on Greeny, nice shot. It was awesome. It was really cool to see. Great guys,
cool,
and for a good cause.
It's a great cause. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for what you've done for this golf tournament also. I mean, to be the title sponsor of this is a heavy undertaking. I know that because we're part of the PGA Tour. And thank you so much, because it's getting the word out. And anytime you want to come back on the show and talk about something that you're doing, you have an open invitation.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it, too.
All right, Tim, you ready to get us out of here for a second so we can get the next guest? Let's take a quick break.
I am. Hey, Frank, before that you let those guys leave, I'll answer this when we come back, too. How often do you do Cologuard? Is it just like colonoscopy? Is it like one every 5 years or 10 years?
Oh, that's a great question. So Cologuard is recommended every 3 years. And
okay,
colonoscopy is recommended every 10 years.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow.
Curious. Good information there for a lot of people out there. Hopefully we've helped a lot of people that are listening to our show, because I think a lot of them fall into that category. So, yeah, again, thank you very much. Kevin Conroy, CEO of Exact Sciences, and Dr. David Ahlquist with the Mayo Clinic and co-developer of the technology for Cologuard. Title sponsor for this year's PGA Tour Champions event there at the Omni Tucson National. We will take a quick time out here, and Frank coming to us live from the Omni Tucson National. We'll be back from there. I'm in Dallas, and you're listening right here on PGA Tour Radio to Golf Talk America. Stay with us. And we're back on Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you and Frank Bassett in Tucson, Arizona, the PGA Tour Champions event, the Cologuard Classic, getting started on Friday for a great weekend of golf in Tucson. Frank, you're going to stick around for the whole weekend, right?
I'll be here to watch Jerry Kelly hoist the trophy above his head on Sunday. Absolutely.
Oh, I sure will. Making your prediction early.
Yeah, making my prediction
very
early.
Good. Yeah. Very nice, very nice. Okay,
If he doesn't, he can call his friend Aaron Rodgers and have him wrestle it away from whoever wins it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a tough guy. So,
it's going to be great. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with those Wisconsin boys.
I'm not messing with Wisconsin boys. They're tougher than we are.
And they're tough guys.
They're tough guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be good, and should be a great event for people to watch this weekend. Great weather is expected there, and you're right. I enjoy desert golf, but if you don't get a chance to see it very often in different parts of the country or play it, at least you get to experience it on TV, and it's worth watching because it's very dramatic to me. You hit the fairways, you hit the greens, everything's beautifully green.
Yep.
And if you don't, it's beautifully brown.
Yep. I hear you.
Try to get from brown to green. You know?
I hear you. Okay, yeah. It looks like the press conference is about to start in the other room, so we probably ought to get out of here, you think?
Let's do it. We'd like to thank everybody for being on with us today, including Danny Medina and Justin Bubser, both with the Director of Golf and Head Golf Professional at Omni Tucson National Resort, and, of course, Dr. David Ahlquist from the Mayo Clinic, and Kevin Conroy, CEO of Exact Sciences, the parent company of Cologuard, and the title sponsor for the PGA Tour Champions event, the Cologuard Classic. Again, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thank everybody for being with us. Join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.